You don't have to be lying down to relax deeply. This is a standing meditation designed to assist you in getting inside of a relaxed physical situation. As you practice what it feels like to be inside of a really, really relaxed body, you will get better and better at returning here. This is the way your body needs to be when standing in long lines or standing room only metro rides. It's possible to allow your body to discover and experience a new, deeper feeling of release, even while standing up. As you go through this exercise with me, notice how releasing tensions in different areas of your body affects your posture, your balance, your breathing, and your emotional state. So begin by standing. And release your shoulders. A good way to do this is to imagine actually that a magic thread is attached to the upper tip of your shoulder. And imagine that it's lifting your right shoulder. And let it lift up as high as it will go. And while still letting your arm hang loosely as the shoulder goes up, kind of like a dead weight close to your body. And then release it and allow your shoulder to completely drop. Let's do that same shoulder again, allowing that magic thread attached to the upper tip of your shoulder to lift the shoulder and again go as high up as you can, all the way to your ear, and then suddenly release. Notice the releasing in the right shoulder deeply and profoundly. Keeping that shoulder relaxed, let's begin with your other shoulder. Pulling your left shoulder as high up as you can with that magic thread, but letting your arm hang loosely like a dead weight close to your body, and then release, suddenly drop it and let it go. Imagine again the magic thread attached to the upper tip of your shoulder. Allow it to go as high as it will go, all the way to your shoulder, all the way up to your ear, letting your arm hang and then release it completely and fully. Letting that shoulder drop all the way down. And now let's just do both shoulders together, shrugging and then dropping down and back. Pulling the shoulders up, releasing the hands all the way up to the ears, both shoulders at the same time, and then release. Perfect. Now I want you to imagine that your head is lightly balanced, like a large balloon on top of your spinal column. Allow your head very slowly to gently tip backward, very gently. You don't want to force anything, until it passes the center of balance, and then allow it to drop back further, as far as it will go with gravity, not forcing it. But let your lower jaw release. Invite a feeling of completely letting your jaw just relax and let go. Bring your head slightly forward again until it passes the center of balance and moves past it down to drop forward. As far as it will go gently, allowing gravity to invite it down in this forward position, looking down towards your toes. Perfect. And again now, allow your head to float back up to a neutral position where the head returns back. And let it feel like a large balloon, perfectly balanced on top of your spine. The crown of your head should be the highest point of your body now. Allowing that feeling of lightness, let's do this one more time. Letting the head drop back, opening the jaw, and then gently bring it past the center, and then tipping your chin all the way down so that you're looking at your belly button, coming back to center again. As your head gently balances there, let go of all of the muscles in your entire face and jaw. Just stay completely relaxed. And see if you can feel a gentle and growing confidence deep within. Notice how the more relaxed your body feels, the more strength and inner strength from within you begin to feel. There is a peace growing within you as you begin to let go of stress and tension. It's time to relax and release your neck muscles. You can do this now by taking your left hand and reaching it across your body up to your right shoulder. And with a firm hold, grab your right trapezius shoulder muscle with your thumb and your fingers, or just press your fingers into it. It should be the nice soft muscle between your shoulders and your neck. And as you continue to hold and gently pull down on that area with your fingers, go ahead and turn your head and look gently over your right shoulder. Perfect. Allow your head to return to center and do it again just a few more times, turning your head as far as it will comfortably go, a little bit further each time. Nothing jerky or crazy, just gentle. Increasing the range of motion. And now go ahead to the other side as you drop the left hand. Go ahead and move your right hand over to the left side of your shoulder. Pressing down, grabbing that soft muscle, and turn and look over your left shoulder. And then go back to center and repeat that a few more times, gently pushing a little bit further each time you look back. And allow your hands to press down on that muscle as your elbow just kind of pulls down. To let go of tension in our bodies first comes from within our minds. So as you put that purpose in your mind, the muscles will let go and usually follow. So think in your mind that your neck and shoulders are now completely relaxed and letting go of tension. Perfect. Feel strength now in your torso as you continue to stand, and you can roll on your feet if they're getting tired or walk around a little bit. But feel strength in your torso now that your shoulders and your neck and your head and face are relaxed, allowing your ribcage to remain high and buoyant while your shoulders gently press back and down. Begin to see if you can move your breathing now lower and lower into your body as you breathe deeply and fully. Anxiety will lower and your insight will improve dramatically by simply moving your breath lower into your body. So challenge yourself to breathe the way that you did when you were little, when you were a baby, allowing your stomach to open almost as if you were filling an inner tube of air right around your belly as you inhale. Ideally, as you inhale, your shoulders wouldn't even move because you're filling up kind of an inner tube around your stomach. That low, low breathing is called diaphragmatic breathing, and it's incredibly powerful and will help you so much. So go ahead and try it. Some people, if they're stuck, even imagine that they're breathing in from their belly button. That's how low and deep this kind of breathing feels. This is the kind of breath that singers and athletes really need to get through their activities, and it's the kind of breath that you can learn to do if you practice. Continue trying to breathe that low and see if you can measure your progress by seeing how long you can make a continuous soft hissing noise after a deep and full belly breath. Set a goal of 30 seconds and watch how much you improve after only a few days. This is a really good gauge for how deeply you're breathing. So it's basically just take a huge deep breath all the way in from your stomach and then pushing up, and then if you push too hard on this, you won't ever make it to 30 seconds. But as you hiss, I'm gonna give you a chance to do this, and I'll time you for 30 seconds, and you just can kind of see how well you're doing. And the goal is 30 seconds. And as you hiss right now, imagine that you're blowing out any excess tension or anxiety, worry, fear, or any tightness in your body. And you don't have to hiss loud. If you're in a public place and you don't want to freak people out, just people are kind of minding their own business. If you're a little weird, that's completely fine. Most of the time, people aren't really paying attention to anyone else anyway. So as you hiss, relax and let go of tightness and tension and anxiety and worry. The more relaxed you can begin to do life, the more energy you will find that you have to do life. And this breathing is an important part of it. Low and deep, slow breathing keeps your amygdala calm. So I'm going to pause for 30 seconds and I want you to try it just now, to hold a continuous hiss as long as you can. Start with a huge, deep belly breath and begin. Perfect. Now make sure that your ears are aligned back over your shoulders and allow the back of your neck to be long and the front of your neck to be short and relaxed. This is the best way to find the right balanced standing posture. If you want and if you can, pull up on your toes for a minute and then rock to your heels. Back and forth. You can even roll out one foot at a time if you don't feel as balanced. Finally, now put your hands on both sides of your head, right in front of your ears, right on your jaw, and just gently massage with your fingertips that muscle right in front of your ears, where the muscles attach to your jawbone. And release the tension in the muscles of your jaw. If you notice tension returning at any point or in the future when you're standing, send the mental instruction again to your muscles and just instruct them to let go and relax. As you develop a kinesthetic awareness towards being inside of a balanced and completely relaxed body, it will become more and more familiar and easier to return to this place. Continue to practice breathing deeply and fully, as this skill will serve you and buoy you up in just about everything you do.